Hey, it's Jeffrey and Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hello and welcome back to another podcast. So good to be with you. Happy whatever time of day it is and whatever day of the week it is to you. Yes, my voice is still not back to normal, so I sound a little bit strange. I don't know what's going on. I've got a massive cough. I think it's just the weather and I've caught something and it won't go. Anyway, less about me. Let's talk about you and how we can live our best life, how you can live your best life. So today we're unpacking that fascinating topic that's often overlooked and it's so powerful. And that is our subconscious mind, because it has such an impact on our life. And I promise you that by the end of this episode, you will have an understanding of just how vital this hidden part of your brain is in shaping your overall success, happiness, level of fulfillment, level of connection, absolutely everything. Oh gosh, as I say that, I just feel like it's time to have this podcast. So what is it? What is your subconscious mind? Oh, and before I get started, hello to all the new listeners, to the truck drivers, male and female. I hear we have a few females. Awesome. To the gardeners, to the women out exercising, to the golfers, to the professional women who are holding down a career, to the working mums. Oh my goodness, big shout out to you this morning. I know what it's like. Been there, done that. To the people who are juggling the blended family thing. I just thank you for listening. And I hope that this gives you inspiration to live a happy life, because I know it's blooming challenging, that whole blended family thing. Done it a few times myself. Anyway, we'll park that one and let's come back to talking about your subconscious mind and welcome everybody. So what is it? Well, let's break it down. The subconscious mind is like a massive storage room in your brain. It is where all your memories, experiences, and habits are stored. It's the part of your mind that is always there working behind the scenes, even when you're not aware of it. Think of it as the autopilot mode in your brain. I often think of it as the part that makes all our decisions or impacts our decisions, but we have a huge, unawareness of it. We're not aware of its impact, and we don't realize that often our decisions are based on a way we see something. We see something. Not how everybody sees something. So your subconscious mind is responsible for all of those automatic actions that you do every day without thinking. And the classic one that you would have heard before is driving home or driving to work or driving somewhere. You get there. And if you actually think about it, do you remember driving? No, because your subconscious mind takes over. It just gets you there. It knows how to get you there. So it got you, it drove you without you having to think about it. That's sort of if you were to think about it in a practical sense, but let's look at a decision-making sense. It works the same way. It sees things its own way and impacts the way you decide to do things. So it has a massive impact on your happiness and success. And here's the kicker. Your subconscious mind is a powerful force that can either propel you forward or hold you back, because it's the root of your beliefs, your self-sabotage, and your automatic responses to life's anything, good and bad, come from your subconscious. So let's look at beliefs and habits. So what are they? Well, they're those things stored in your subconscious. See, they're stored in there because they're not, you can't see, they're not tangible, but they're stored and they're like the memories and they shape how you see the world and how you see yourself. So if you've grown up believing that you're not good enough, then that belief will sabotage all your efforts in life, no matter what you're doing. Just think, if everything that you go to do, you go to a job interview, you attend the gym on the first day, you decide to bake a cake, you go out on a date, you go to the bank for a loan, you meet with a group of friends for coffee, you go to start a business. It doesn't matter what you do. But just think, if you go there with a story in your mind that says, I'm not good enough, how do you think that's going to impact you? Every decision, every action, every move you take will come from that space. So we can also flip side that. And it's also part of our positive beliefs and habits that we have ingrained. So we all have good things about ourselves. You right now believe something about you that's great. I want you to, what came to mind then? What came to mind about you that you know is great? What is it? Have a think about that. For me, I know that mine is confidence. I'm a confident person. And trust me, I haven't always been a confident person, and I've had my confidence level, or I don't know what the word is we'd like to have, but I've had that broken. So just know that your confidence can detract and you can bring it back. You can have a level of confidence that you want. But anyway, that is a belief that I have. We need to look at the beliefs that you have, the good ones and the bad ones. Another belief that I have is that I'm incredibly lucky. Oh my goodness, what a fabulous belief. Because when I have that running in the background, I just know that I have good luck. And it's not that I win lotteries or things like that. I think it's more about opportunities come to me, which I believe, if I keep unpacking that, comes from me putting myself out there all the time, going and doing things that I want to do, even when maybe initially I feel a little bit scared. So when you have a belief about yourself, good or bad, it's going to impact everything about your life. And remember, beliefs are just the stories that you tell yourself. And I do a fabulous talk on this. I talk about when we are born, we're like an empty library in our head, and we create memories, which become stories, which are the beliefs that we hold. And we fill our head up like a library, because anything you go to do, if you've done it before, or somebody's told you about it, or you've seen it somewhere, you have an idea on it. You have something in your head about it. And that's something that you've stored in your library. So let's say, for instance, you join a gym. And I remember the story from a client I had once, and she was incredibly overweight, and she went to join the gym. And when she went along, the guy at the gym looked down at her, and he told her to ride the bike for a warm-up. He took her through her first session for a long amount of time. Maybe it was 20 or 30 minutes. I don't know. This is a very long time ago. But she said she felt so embarrassed. She was unfit. She had gained a lot of weight. And this guy made her feel like she was hopeless and she was embarrassed. And that was a story that she had in her head, that she was hopeless, that she was unattractive, that she couldn't achieve anything because she'd gained a lot of weight and didn't know how to do anything about it. So for her, she had really changed her belief and the way she thought about things to move forward and change her life. Ironically, the story is she ended up becoming a personal trainer. Oh my goodness, she actually looks so much like Barbie. It's unbelievable. We actually went into business together, she and I, a long time ago doing something. But she decided that he was an idiot, the guy. So she must have had a second book in that library, which was maybe something on determination. Maybe she understood that if she put her mind to something, she could achieve anything. And she made that override that feeling that she had, that she was unworthy, that she was unattractive, that she was overweight, that it was not a great story initially, but that was one of the books in her library, and she was able to change that. So think of the decisions you make and how you feel about yourself, and think of them like books in your library. And your head has got books in that library that have been, that they're not true. Some are fact and some are fiction. And if they're not serving you, if they're a book in your library that doesn't make you feel good, meaning if you've got a belief, a story that you're telling yourself that's impacting your subconscious, which is stopping you moving forward, which is stopping you having that fabulous life that you're here to have, then it's time to just get that book out of the library and write a new book. Download one from anywhere, read one, and choose it as the new book. This could be the start of your new book. Make this the belief that you would like to have. Promise me you'll do that. But you need to have a look at the ones that aren't working for you. And like I said, we have the positive and the negative. So replace it with a positive belief. So you've got a positive subconscious running you. They're also emotional responses. Your emotional responses are your subconscious mind taking over. So often you might react to something. It's when you have a certain trigger, or maybe you have anxiety, or you feel confidence or no confidence, but you don't know why you feel that way. And it's because your emotional responses are coming from your subconscious mind. It's that straightaway reaction that you have is definitely happening without you thinking about it. So remember, you know, A, we have the action, and then there's the space, which is B, and C, we have our reaction. C is your subconscious mind. And if we're running by an old story, if we're running by something that isn't working for us, we need to pause at B and need to think, how do I want my life to be? What do I need to do differently before we allow our subconscious to react? So if you need to change that, you just need to take a breath at B. A, the action, something happens, and C, your reaction. It's B is where the work needs to be done until it becomes your new subconscious and you don't have to think about it. I hope I haven't gone too far here, and I hope that makes sense to you. But your subconscious mind is, we've already said, beliefs and habits, your emotional responses. We actually didn't really cover habits too much. So habits, the things that we do every day, the things that we do over and over, our, like I said, our reactions to things, but our actions that we do not realize we're having. And you have so many in your day. Oh my goodness, my life is just a plethora. Gosh, I love that word. I challenge you to use it during the day. Even say it, plethora. My life is a plethora of just habits linked to each other that I do over and over and over. But if you have habits that aren't great, then like your beliefs, they need changing. And so many times we talk about habits, as in so many times we think, okay, what is one that I could change? And maybe we could look at that now. What is one habit that you have in your life that you would like to change? Just one. When we set that bar too high and go for too many, you know, we draw that line in the sand and I'm doing all of this as of today, we tend to not do it. So if you've got a habit that's not working for you, maybe it's smoking, maybe it's hitting the snooze button and not exercising, maybe it's eating after dinner, maybe it's telling yourself something and when you look in the mirror, God, I look terrible. Whatever that habit is that you have, choose to change one, or the list that you don't like. Choose to change one of your habits and decide that you don't have to replace it. Some you might just eliminate, and sometimes you can replace them. But it's got to be easy. Like everything in life, the easier it is, the more likely you are to do it. It's like subscribing to this. If you hit subscribe, you get a notification, you won't miss it. Make sure you subscribe. It makes life easy. When we put those little things in place for our life that makes them easy, we're more likely to do them. Okay, let's look at goals. And this is gold. Are you ready? When your conscious goals align with your subconscious belief, magic happens. I'm going to say this again. This is kind of like the thing to life. Are you ready? When your conscious goals, they are the goals that you want to achieve, when the things that you want, when those things that you want align with your subconscious beliefs, magic happens. It's like CBA, clarity, the goal, B, belief, A, action, clarity, belief, action. But we're really unpacking that B today. It's not just the belief, it's the subconscious belief. It's that story running in the background that has such an impact on your ability to achieve what you want in life. And magic will happen. Your subconscious works tirelessly to turn your goals into reality, and often through intuition, whole podcast on that one, through gut feelings and through events that you don't even realize happened because you believed in them. Oh my goodness, that is gold. That is gold. I always talk about beliefs, but this is taking beliefs to that point where they are running so deeply that they impact everything that you do. So how do we harness this power and reprogram our subconscious mind for success and happiness? I'm going to go to positive affirmations, because regularly affirming positive beliefs, that means constantly telling yourself that something is true until you believe it, works. Saying things like, I am capable of achieving my goal. I am capable and I deserve success. I am an amazing person. I'm a fabulous speaker. I can do. Believing that you can do, believing that I maybe can't do right now, but if I work on it every day, I can. seeing yourself as that person, seeing yourself as a writer. You know, it's funny. I was walking over to the office this morning to do the podcast. I woke up very early. Oh my goodness. So I believe in things come to you for a reason. And the coach that I worked with a couple of years ago when I was working on my book, Kate McKay, I always follow her on some social media and, you know, maybe comment because she's a blooming legend. You know, I love that. I love, she's just a strong, powerful woman. And when I worked with her, she was all about empowering me to see my brilliance. These are her type of words. See your brilliance, Hillary. You know, what makes you shine? You are that person. She just gave me the sense of belief. Now, if you're like me, I'm a bit of a high achiever. I'm not as high achieving as I'd like to be, but I'm a bit of a doer. You know, I talked about that. I'm not a human being. I'm a bit of a human doing, and I tick off goals all the time. But that means that I'm the leader. That means I'm the person who brings everybody else with them. I'm always the person pulling people along. Come on, we can do this. I feel like I'm the force in a lot of things that I do. I go to Toastmasters. I'm the president. You know, I do so much in the background. I do so much to get people going. Even in our big business, it's me that drives this. So I'm the driver of so many things. So I pull other people along. And I think that we all need that person who pulls us. And that's what I found with Kate. She was the person who it was almost like blew my trumpet. And that's a really positive thing. Don't think of that in a negative way. Think of it in a positive way. We do need that person to say, hey, girlfriend, you are a machine, you're a legend, you're a powerhouse, you've got this. We need that person to tell us that. And if we don't have that in our world, we might find that we're often doing that for other people. And so Kate is the person who did that for me, who does that for me. Anyway, I follow her on social media. And a while ago, maybe 2 weeks, and I've had a busy few weeks, I've been to New Zealand and, you know, just doing my do. A while ago, she said to me, she said, hey, we need to connect. Let's catch up. I've missed you. We need to have a chat. And I'm the same. Because when you work with somebody we work together for 3 months every week, and she's over in Miami, and you become quite close. We shared a lot of strategies. We did a lot of, you just connect with a coach. If you've ever had one, you do connect with them. And so I said, yes, I will. Okay, since then, as I said, been away, I hadn't done that. And I woke up 4:11 this morning and I thought, I need to connect with Kate. I need to actually catch up with her. She did send me that message and I said, yeah, I'm a little bit busy, but I'll connect when I sort of calm down, which I meant around now. So I woke up this morning thinking about it. I got out of bed, came over to the office. As I came over to the office, I kid you not, she texted me and said, hey, you know, she writes the most beautiful messages. Let's connect. And she sent me a link to her diary. Whoa. Now that is the power of making yourself lucky, of my subconscious mind driving me, of being around amazing people, of understanding all of the stuff that I'm talking about. It just reaffirms to me that I'm in the right place doing the right thing. So we have to be action takers to make that happen. So I hope that kind of makes sense. What I'm trying to say is make yourself lucky, make yourself positive, feel happy, connect with the right people, and luck will come your way and you'll start to believe in yourself, because she was the person, well, she is the person that helps me believe in me, because I am just like you. I have those negative Nelly moments. I have those moments where I look in the mirror and I say terrible things to myself. I have those moments where I think I'm not good enough. Last night I did our mentoring training. So I'm on with a group of men and women, and predominantly men. And I was talking about progress and just, you know, staying on track and taking actions and looking at the distractions that hold us back from achieving what we want. And I finished that and I second guessed, was I good enough? Was that good enough? And it's amazing because at the end I have all sort of these, you know, I have a great response to it, but I second guess myself just like you. And sometimes that reminds me that, well, there you go. It's my subconscious questioning, am I good enough? And of course I am, but I still question it. And we all need that person in our life to remind us that we're freaking awesome. So you, my friend, are freaking awesome. So positive affirmations. I am capable of achieving my goals. I deserve happiness and success. These things have massive power and we need to break them down and make them small and say them over and over and over, because they start programming our thought patterns. If your thought pattern is looking in the mirror every day and telling yourself how terrible you look, or telling yourself, like I did last night, was I good enough, questioning myself, I know I am, when you say, I am excellent at this, I am fabulous, you bring a new energy as well. But the more and more you say it, the more that your subconscious believes you. You are rewriting your stories. You are putting new books in that library. And over time, your old books will fade away. But if you need to physically think that you walk in there, see yourself do it. See yourself walk into your mind and there's a whole library in there and think, that book there, that belief does not work for me. That is running my subconscious in a way that I don't want. Just take it to the door and throw it out. Throw it out the door. There might be a huge pile, but decide what books you want in that library. Decide what stories you want running your life and program them in to become your subconscious beliefs so you have a life that you're driving in a positive way that you love. So when you consistently repeat affirmations, you are essentially training your brain to adopt new and empowering beliefs. And I know it sounds a little, oh yeah, I'll do that. But we don't. We don't do it. We stick with negative wiring patterns. So when you do it, you are going to get rid of negative wiring. Think of it as, you know, like the books in the library, get rid of those books. We're going to put good books in our library that are going to help us move forward. We're going to boost our self-esteem and we're creating a positive mindset. And our mindset determines everything. Can you see how this all fits together? It's so exciting. And it also will help you by making you believe that you can achieve the goals, to achieve the things that you want to achieve. So how often do you need to repeat your affirmations? Well, it's daily. And you need to remind yourself every day. And you've got to be careful if you're just going to put a sign up somewhere and hope that that's going to be the reminder, because any sign that you have that's in a spot for too long becomes part of the wallpaper. So if it's a sticky note, grab it and move it somewhere else as often as you can so you are reminded to do it. Even put something in the way. Put your reminder in the way so you have to move it. Maybe it's a book that's called something, anything. Okay, the book in front of me now is The Secrets of Property Millionaires Exposed. I'll move that one. The next one I have next to me is Three Wines In. If I was to put this in a place to remind me not to have three wines every day, no, we don't want to be doing that, but to remind me that I have I already have the confidence, I believe, for this one. But maybe I'm lacking a bit of confidence after that conversation about the mentoring training last night. It doesn't matter. I could put it somewhere to remind me, put it in the way of somewhere to remind me to repeat an affirmation. Maybe I'd put a sticky note on that. So it needs to be in the way. Maybe it's sitting on your chair, so you've got to move it. So it's that reminder to daily tell yourself the things that are going to make you have a happy, more fulfilled life. And it could be something like, I am capable and deserving of success. I am happy and a lovable person. I attract success and abundance in my life. I'm worthy of love and happiness. I believe in myself and my abilities. I'm becoming a better version of myself every day. Oh my God, I love that one. I am becoming a better version of myself every day. So put it somewhere and say it. The next thing that you can do to help train your subconscious to believing better things is to see it. See your future in advance. Visualize it. We need to see what we want. Shut your eyes and see it. Set yourself a timer for 3 minutes. I started with, I go to four now. And see yourself as that person. See yourself achieving that thing you want. Whatever it is, just see yourself in that success mode. You know, activate success mode. See it. I see it like a mind movie. It maybe for you, it could be you see yourself getting out of bed, having a big stretch, smile on your face, popping your shoes on, grabbing a coffee, and you're out to do some journaling, or you go to the gym, or whatever the thing that you want to be, that new you, who you want to be. But see yourself doing that, because that makes a massive impact on your level of success. Michael Phelps visualizes, in fact, all athletes, professional, see themselves succeeding. They all see it first in their mind, in their mind's eye. That's why it's called your mind's eye. So do it. And these are just such little tips, but we're talking about programming or reprogramming our subconscious. And remember, our subconscious is driving every decision we make, which impacts our level of happiness and success in life. So you need to be aware of the impact of your subconscious. So we've talked about affirmations and we've talked about visualizing. And they are going to impact you in ways that you would not have realized are possible, because they create a mental blueprint and your subconscious will just take over. There's also mindfulness and meditation. There has been huge research done on meditation. And I'm pretty sure that they say 10 minutes three times a week will have a massive impact on your brain. I struggle with meditation. That's why my go-to is yoga nidra. And I just plug that on and I allow that to talk me through a meditation because I have a bit of a monkey brain and it doesn't like shutting down. So I have to work on that one personally. But even mindfulness, being in the place that you're supposed to be, you know, when you're talking to someone, you start texting or someone's talking to you and you're still on your laptop doing stuff. I'm just repeating all the things that I do. These are the things that I do. I know that drive my daughter crazy, but be in that place. Be present where you are. Teach your brain to do that. And consistent action. Your subconscious learns by repetition. So the more you practice these new behaviors, the more you do them over and over, the more they become automatic. And then understanding and tapping into the power of your subconscious mind is a game changer in your journey to success and happiness. It is like unlocking a hidden treasure that you've been carrying around for so long and you finally found the key. So start today. Start reprogramming your beliefs, visualize your dreams and watch your subconscious mind work its magic. How can I get you to do that? I think you need to make a note to do it. Don't just think, yep, I'll do that. Because I listen to podcasts and go, yep, I'm going to do that. And then I don't. So we've got to do it. Okay, so they are your actionable steps. Look in the library of your brain. Get rid of those stories that aren't working for you. Reprogram your subconscious mind with stories that are going to make you feel better, achieve what you want, like yourself more, reprogram it, new stories, new beliefs, new code running in your mind, new subconscious helping you succeed and achieve in every way that you want to. So thanks for tuning in today. And for those who don't know, I'm Hilary Saxon, but you do know that. And you just remember, you are one decision away from a completely different life. That is another piece of gold. You are one decision away from a completely different life. Or a completely different area of your life. So if there is an area of your life that you're not happy with, you are one decision away from changing it. So keep moving forward and make it happen together. We can do this. Remember, I'm changing the world one woman at a time. And hopefully today it was you. Hopefully something has resonated and you're like, oh my goodness, yes, that is me. I am so doing that. So if you're inspired with this episode, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. I love for you to share my podcast. Get it out there. We're about supporting women, be the best version of themselves, love their life, feel happy. Just we get one shot at this, my friends. Make it the best. And remember the other one, text a friend and tell them how amazing they are and how much you appreciate them or anything. I love the way you cook. I love the way you do your hair. So for all my friends out there, and I know so many of you listen, thank you so much. And I can't wait to connect with you somewhere. I'm actually working on a book right now, just an ebook, a downloadable. And it's pretty exciting. So that will be out in the next few days. Look out for that. Anyways, I will wind up this podcast with a big, have a fabulous day. And I can't wait to connect with you soon somewhere. Jump into the Bounce Back Better Facebook group. I keep saying I'm going to post in there. I'm going to go do it now. Have a fabulous day. Bye for now.